Today is Tuesday, and therefore we are speaking a little bit about a sefer. We're speaking about a sefer that we've not spoken about before, but is very, very important. And that those are the Me'iris Chidushim on Shas. The Me'iris Chidushim on Shas. I want to speak a little bit about what makes the Me'iri unique. I also want to talk a little bit about, not what makes the Me'iri unique, but the way in which different Achronim relate to the Me'iri. This is very, very important to know. The Me'iri Sefer on Shas, we refer to as, it was called the Beis HaBechira. It's a little bit of a unique Sefer, in particular amongst Rishonim. The Me'iri, as Professor Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out, the Me'iri is one of the only Rishonim, other than Rambam, one of the far on the Gemara, that a person could theoretically read without necessarily having seen the Gemara itself. We never envision learning Tosfos without knowing exactly the Gemara he's on. It's a little bit different when it comes to the Me'iri. The Me'iri begins, the way it's structured, he begins with a Mishnah, the Rambam's Perush on Mishnah, and then what he does is he gives you a summary of the upshot of what exactly emerges from the Gemara. He removes a lot of the Shaklavataria, a lot of the give and take, and you can sort of go through the Me'iri. One of the things that makes the Me'iri a little bit unique is that his Hebrew is a bit easier, similar to Rambam, where the Rambam's Hebrew is a bit easier than, let's say, the Ramban's or the Baal HaMe'ors. It's a bit of an easier sefer to go through. The Me'iri also is very helpful because he doesn't just give one particular view. The Me'iri summarizes a lot of different shitas in Rishonim. As many of us may know, he has, I don't know if I call it nicknames, but he has names for different Rishonim for you to know who he's referring to. So the Gedolei HaMechabrim and Gedolei HaMefarshim. So it's important to know if you have like the footnote of the edition, they will always tell you who that is referring to. They will always give you that degree of insight. But the Rif is Gedolei HaPoskim, Rashi is Gedolei HaRabbanim, the Rambam is Gedolei HaMechabrim, different names that he has. Because he's in Provence, he often quotes shitas that we may not see in other places, which means that he may quote shitas that you wouldn't have seen if you just saw Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rif, Rambam, Ramban, Baal HaMe'or, Ritva, Rashba. He may quote shitas that come out of that world of Provence in a bit of a unique way. He may quote shitas that defend the Sefer Hashlama. Sometimes he quotes shitas and the footnote on the bottom will say, you know, I'm not sure who holds that shita. But the different shitas come out of the Me'iri. In that sense, the Me'iri can be an incredibly helpful Sefer if you're learning and you want to just get a summary of what are some of the shitas that are out there. The Me'iri does not quote things verbatim. It's not like a Shita Mekubetzes where he like tells you like, here is the two paragraph quote of, he gives you an overview of what those people say, which is helpful because I may not have it verbatim, but I can learn how the Me'iri learned Rambam. I can learn how the Me'iri learned this Rashi. And in that sense, the Me'iri becomes very, very helpful for getting a good overview of the different Shitas that happen to be out there. Now, there's something fascinating about the Me'iri, which is amongst different Achronim, there are those that really rely on the Me'iri a lot and those that rely on the Me'iri a little bit less. In the world of Lamdas, there are certainly those who embrace a lot Shitas of the Me'iri, but interestingly enough, the Mishneh Berurah quotes, I believe, tens and tens of times the Me'iri in his Sefer in Mishneh Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, and in the Shaar HaTzion. He quotes at times even from manuscript. He writes as an example in Tafresh Din Ches Tesvav, Uvin Sefer Me'iri Ksav Yad Asher Tachas Yadi. He quotes a lot of Me'iris even when they come from some of the more recent manuscripts. He quotes the Me'iris. Nevertheless, and there are many who quote the Me'iri. Look at Piskei Tshuva. So you find a lot of Me'iri. Nevertheless, there are those that expressed degrees of hesitations about really relying on the Me'iri, and that's for a couple of different reasons. Perhaps the most famous opposition is what you find in the Chazon Ish in many different places. His exact shita is very complex, but the Chazon Ish, both in letters, the Chazon Ish in Moed, the Chazon Ish in a lot of places expresses extreme hesitation about Sfarim that were published more recently. A lot of our edition of the Me'iri, really put out everything. So that only really came out within the last 100 years or so. I think 1920s or so it was really published, the real systematic Sefer. And the Chazon Ish expresses, and Soloveitchik shared elements of this, real hesitations to rely on it for two reasons. One reason the Chazon Ish described is the concern that maybe the Nusach, the text, was not really kept up. Maybe there was a mistake that was made, and maybe there were errors. If you have a manuscript that nobody's touched for a long time, it's not like our Gemara, which has gone through Rishonim and Achronim, working off of our Gemara fine-tuning the girsa, fine-tuning the text, then maybe there are some girsa issues and hesitations. The Chazanishin letters is another factor also. He thinks that there is a divine providence. There's a certain kind of hashgacha which oversees the process of which svarim are there and which svarim we're going to rely upon in the psak of halacha and in learning. For that reason, as an example, the Chazanist suggests that, you know, if the Shulchan Aruch paskin something, and this is what we have based on the Rambam, and we find a Me'iri, so we're not really going to factor that in because the divine hashgacha was not to factor in that Me'iri the same way at all. Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, again, other things in the Rav also, Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav on page 12 in Nefesh HaRav, that there's another sort of thing also. There was a Mesorah, some of us know that in different Darkei HaLimud, they learn different amounts of Rishonim and Achronim depending on their particular style. If Salvechik's style was not to learn all of the Rishonim whenever he learned the Sogya, the Rav moved relatively quickly. And he has, right, so Shechter, a particular preference for those Rishonim that we have their writings on more significant sections of Shas, on most of Shas. In that sense, he was very into Svarim like Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam. That was the main priority. Again, Ritva is Rasbos for sure, you know, a bit also. Rambans and Balamors also. But the Me'iri, he had expressed more hesitation to. Some of it for the Girsu, some of it was just that you have to draw the line, you have to draw the line somewhere. Shechter writes that when people would raise their hand in Shir and ask Kashas from the Me'iri, from the Tosfos Rush, so the Rav would get upset at them for thinking that, you know, what he says has to fit with every Me'iri and every single Tosfos Rush. There is another sort of mahalach, how people relate to Me'iri, which is fascinating. This comes from Dr. Chaim Salvechik. It's in Rupture Reconstruction, a footnote. A lot of this stuff is decently famous. He points out it's not really that true. There is this shmua that the Me'iri was all printed from manuscripts, and pre that, we didn't have the Me'iri so much. It's not entirely true. The Shidmu Kubetzes at times point out he was the Rebbe in Torah Nigla of the Arizal. That's 1500s. That already then we have Me'iris that are quoted by the Shita Mukubetzes. Not only that, even before it was put out in the 1920s, we had a lot of the Me'iri and Seder Moed. We really did have a lot of the Me'iri. In that sense, it's not surprising that while on page 12 in Nefesh HaRav, the Rav writes, Shatter writes how the Rav didn't really learn a lot of Me'iri. On page 17 in Nefesh HaRav, he quotes a Me'iri, which is through the Shita Mekubetzes. Meaning there were sort of these Me'iris that were around earlier. If you search Me'iri, you'll find it in earlier Sfarim also that the Me'iri does get quoted. So what exactly is the pshat? It certainly became much more popular. We suddenly only have it really in Shas beginning in the 1920s or so. But why is the Me'iri, why wasn't it learned if elements of it were around? So Professor Chaim Salvechik has the following theory. You could take it or leave it, but it's definitely really, really interesting. The Me'iri was a very different and unique style relative to the other Rishonim. Tosfos tells you Tosfos is Shita. The Ramban tells you the Ramban Shita. The Me'iri reads like a secondary work. It's almost like elements of like a raid safer sometimes. Like it's like a Dvar Yaakov or a Masifta or a Beis Yosef, just Provence edition, where he summarizes lots of different views. That was not a style of Sefer which is popular at all in times of Rishonim. That style of Sefer, which is massively popular nowadays, that's more of a modern thing as far as how popular to get like the overview of different Shitas and to get an overview of a Sugya in a nice, clear, concise kind of a way. That was as popular. He suggests that one of the reasons why the Me'iri is quoted less and learned less was because it just wasn't in line with the style of what people were really looking for when they were going to be sitting down and they were actually going to be learning. In that sense, the Me'iri and Shas is an enormously helpful sefer. It sometimes is especially helpful if you want to know other shitas that are out there. I'm learning a sugya, I want to know what's out there, so the Me'iri becomes very, very helpful to give me a good overview of what is available. The Me'iri is very helpful because he's on a lot of Shas. Masechtas, you're learning Sota. Not a lot of Rishonim there, so the Me'iri becomes very helpful in the editions that we have. He has other Sfarim also. But there are those that when it came into Psak Halacha, so the Chavetz Chaim and others relied on the Me'iri all the time. Rav Avadya quotes the Me'iri a lot. But there are those who express some hesitations. Rav Moshe and Yeridei and Ikrish Moshe also in the Me'iri, but the status of non-Jews keeping mitzvos. The Me'iri had a lot of interesting shitas about Christianity and non-Jews, maybe for a different time. But Rav Moshe writes in one place, and Rav Moshe had his own hesitations at times about certain Kesav Yad. He says about the Me'iri, V'lchein Vavdei Ta'u Sofer, M'stamma there was a mistake in the Me'iri, V'inanu Achron Al Sfarhan Imtsam Kesav Yad. We're not responsible for what you find in manuscripts. It's not part of what we need to necessarily explain. So you have some, like Rav Moshe at times, like the Chazanish, like if Salvechik at times expresses certain hesitations with the Me'iri. You have others who definitely learned a lot of Me'iri. A lot of poskim quote the Me'iri a lot. And it's a great sefer to be aware of, especially if, again, you have limited time. If I have limited time, so I may want to look at Gemara Rashi Tosfos. I may want to look at one of the Chachmei Sfarad, because the Ramban, Ritva Rashba, they're saying a lot of similar things. And the Meiri brings in a different world with different kinds of shita. Something that's helpful to see, just to see what exactly is out there. Either way, that is a little bit of an overview of the Meiri and his Sefer on Shabbos.